One person is alleged to have collapsed during a demolition exercise at Dankwa Circle on the Kuala Shop pavement. The victim, whose name has been given only as Peter, is a fried rice seller. His colleagues, who confirmed this to Radio Ghana, said he was rushed to the police hospital for treatment. According to them, they were given prior notice to relocate, but they failed to comply. The structures were alleged to have been destroyed by officials of the AMA in the presence of security personnel. Michael Ejay is one of the affected persons.
Yeah, it was 3 days today that Van der Poel came here to let us know that we should move our distance forward. And then we started to move the things forward. And then we don't even know that whether they will come and destroy our things. We went to church. After church, we were coming to arrange for our distance. And we don't even know where they are from. Actually, we saw them behind us. And then they bring caterpillar to destroy our in this evening. That's what we saw.
So what happened in the process of destroying this?
They bring police and then soldiers. So we were trying to go forward. The soldiers people are saying that you shouldn't have to come to that place, because when they come, they will do something with us. That's how it.
So in the process of demolition, has something happened to anybody?
Yeah, one of our brother go coma. So now he is in the hospital right now.
But last year or last 2 years ago, this place was what? Demolished. Who asked you to come back? Or were you not part of those who were staying here when the place was demolished?
Yeah, that time I was part of them. And then there in Ghana, we all know what is going on, because now there's no money. Our leaders are saying that there's no money in the system. So we are trying to do something so that we can get something.
You are a victim of a demolition exercise at Dankwa Circle, Michael Ejay.